Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schult reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Crowder goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Senators. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Senators. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Freitas now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Freitas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Freitas covering. Safe. Goslin moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bludge goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freitas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Freitas. Sewell moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Jim Peterson now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Higgins, who relays the ball to Bishop, who tags Goslin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 10-4, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Majeski moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Majeski scores. It's 10-6, Senators. Lou Finney pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 12-6, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Schulte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schulte moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.